Radio Hereford FC, the only station with full match commentaries of the Bulls, every game, every week.
John Mills won away from 30 goals before December, but he's not got his partner in crime here today, Pablo Haysham, suffering with illness possibly. No Adam Page either, injured. So second and third highest scorers out. And Mills is released down the right hand side. He hasn't got much support at the moment. Waits for Purdy, but Mills still has it wide right. Puts the cross in, decent looking cross, and it's in! It's an own goal! Hereford have the breakthrough. Lovely work from John Mills. Waited and waited and waited to put the cross in from the right hand side. It was a deathless cross into the 6 yard box. Mike Simmons was waiting at the far stick, but I think it was turned in by the Coleshill skipper, Rob Evans, for an own goal here at Parkmeadow. And we're in the ninth minute. So Hereford have the perfect start. Got their noses in front here at Coleshill as their free kick comes in, easily dealt with by Rob Purdy, and Mills picks it up on the edge of the centre circle in the Hereford half, tries to spray it for Bundu, who gets the benefit of a slip, and Bundu's taking on the last defender, onto his left foot, now the right foot, onto the left foot, can he finish? Bundu still has it, still Bundu! Oh, he's taken too long, and the rebound is headed in! And it's John Mills, 30th of the season. What on earth was Mustafa Bundu playing at? He beat the same player about 14 times and then tried to roll it into the net. Defender managed to clear it off the line, but I think Purdy put it back in, and John Mills heads home from inside the 6 yard box, and it's Coleshill 0, Hereford 2. John Mills has 30 goals this season. But Mustafa Bundu, well, there's overplaying, and there's that.
I mean, he beat two players, the first two players, and then the space opened up, and you just thought, well, the keeper's on the floor on the other side of the goal, all you've got to do is tap it into an empty net almost, and I don't know whether he tried to pirouette and back heel it in, or I really don't know.
Coleshill will try and build again, but Oates picks up the loose ball in the right-back position, or heavy touch. But he gets the benefit of a ricochet, and then Tumulty can break forward. It's Mills looking to get on the end of the through ball. Lovely chip ball forward, but good defensive header. And then a massive hoik. Fantastic hoik from Rob Evans. That might be on the M42.
Hoik of the month.
That was one of the best hoiks I've ever seen commentating on a Hereford game. There was absolutely no interest in keeping that ball in play. Just have it. Hereford trying to grab a third maybe before half time. Birdie for Bundu, nice first touch from the wide man. Looks to play 1-2 with John Mills. Bundu gets it back. Will he shoot this time? Onto his left foot, onto his right foot. Oh, what a goal! What a goal from Mustafa Bundu! That's incredible! Incredible finish.
I was wondering.
It was so good, I didn't even know where the ball had gone.
I was wondering what he was doing. The way he shaped to shoot, and just seemed like he caught it all wrong, but just placed it right in that bottom corner. Incredible.
He played the 1-2 with Mills, and yeah, he looked like he was going to shape to shoot, but he'd already shot. He poked it through the defender's legs. Goalkeeper didn't even move. It goes in off the far post, and Hereford lead by 3-0 as we approach half time. Max Contridge coming in straight into the action. Loses out to Sam Adkins. Good foot work from Coleshill. Wheel to Barlone on the edge of the deal. It's back to goal. Spreads it out wide right. Put the low cross comes in. A chance for one back for Coleshill. They've got one back. Coleshill have got a goal back. I think Barlone's got it. His 12th of the season. It was a low cross came in from the right hand side. Hereford didn't clear it. And after a couple of ricochets, Barlone's able to finish neatly. Right footed across the keeper into the bottom left corner. As I say, just over 10 minutes to go, and Coleshill have one back. Coleshill 1, Hereford 3. Coleshill clear, and then just send it back over the top. Ricardo Reid outnumbered. Willits just volleys it over the top, and it might fall nicely for Simmons. Simmons getting there first, into the 6 yard box, squares it. Mills must score! And there's the relief. Mills tapped home from close range after being set up from Simmons, and there's the counter-attacking goal. And for the second time this season, Coles Hill are going to lose at home, and for the second time this season, it's going to be by a 4-1 scoreline to the top two in the league. Heena winning by 4-1 here earlier in the season, and now Hereford have that very same scoreline in the last couple of minutes. Mills still sniffing out the hat-trick, and Robbins squares it. Oh, couldn't. Mills and Simmons couldn't finish. Otherwise, it would have been 5 at the death. Full-time whistle has finally gone. And Coles Hill Town, who were the last team to beat Hereford back in August by 5-4 at Edgar Street, have succumbed. Hereford got their revenge. It's the 14th time this season Hereford have scored 4 or more in a game. Of course, they've won all but one of them. That was against Coles Hill. But Hereford have got their revenge today. 20 wins in a row for the Bulls. 21 games unbeaten.
This is Radio Hereford FC, the home of the Bulls. Match Day Live.